Joe Arpaio, Kelly Ward, Martha McSally will face off in a long GOP primary for Senator Jeff Flake's seat to most likely face Democrat Kyrsten Sinema. With talks of Arizona turning purple, does a moderate Democrat have a chance at statewide election here? KJZZ's Casey Kuhn looks back to see how Arizona's past may mirror today's politics.
The country is reeling from political turmoil in the Oval Office. Arizona Republicans are gearing up for a nasty primary battle for an open Senate seat. Democrats take wins in races across the country. The year is 1976.
Dennis DeConcini, Arizona's answer to Washington's problems.
Pima County Attorney Dennis DeConcini's voice was in ads on the radio.
He's raised with an inquisitive mind, with the ability to investigate, to analyze, and not be conned. I think this is experience that would serve well in the United States Senate.
Republican Senator Paul Fannin was retiring. That left an open seat for candidates like DeConcini.
He was referred to as a 150-pound wet finger in the air because he would always test the winds of politics and come down right down in the middle.
Richard DeUarte was a young reporter. He followed the Republican primary between two congressmen, Sam Steiger, a colorful, outspoken candidate, and John Conlon.
One was very, very open and feisty. The other is more moralistic.
The battle between Conlon and Steiger became divisive as Conlon attacked Steiger for being Jewish. The fight was bitter, and Steiger's son, Gail Steiger, was 20 years old at the time. He worked his dad's campaign, the campaign that came out on top in the GOP primary.
And then the day after the primary, or a couple of days, the week after, we looked at a Worthland poll, and it was, oh my gosh, this is trouble. This is not going to go well.
Democrat DeConcini's campaign capitalized on the fallout of the primary by presenting the candidate as a moderate. Ron Ober, then 23, ran it.
He was a really good campaigner, and he had the discipline to let the people running the campaign run the campaign.
In the general election, both DeConcini and Steiger's campaigns broke spending records for that time, spending hundreds of thousands of dollars. Steiger's camp was stunned by what they saw as a weak Senate candidate rising up the polls.
He didn't come up on the radar screen as being a real threat.
There was one defining moment that tarnished Steiger's political career, according to DeConcini's campaign manager.
One of the issues in the campaign was he was a sportsman and he actually shot a burro in the ass.
In a time where image and personality became key points of a campaign, Steiger was not able to match DeConcini's presentation.
It was in the era after Watergate, and one of the key issues became change.
It was Wednesday, November 3rd, 1976, and the headlines on the microfilm read, DeConcini beats Steiger in Senate contest.
It was a significant margin. It was over early.
The last time a Democrat took an open Senate seat in Arizona. Steiger says his dad focused too much on rural Arizona's interests.
It was what people in Maricopa County and people in Pima County wanted to do. That's where the numbers were.
Those two counties crucial in today's races, too. Newsman DeUarte says looking back, the nasty primary was another key to DeConcini's win.
It's very, very difficult to bring campaigns together, the party together, in just a month and a half.
Northern Arizona University political professor Fred Solop agrees. And he says a Senate campaign needs to be calculated then and now.
It's very rare that seats are open and don't have an incumbent running.
A bruising primary is expected this year, too. Solop says the Senate race also comes in a similarly tumultuous political environment.
We're anticipating this year what we call a wave election. It's a unique election where the out party is going to potentially do very well at the polls.
Nationally, this trend is playing out so far in elections for legislative seats in Alabama and Virginia. In Arizona, what would it take for leading Democrat Kyrsten Sinema to take the win today? Ober thinks she has some DeConcini-like tendencies of being moderate, running on her character, but says today both parties are more divided than ever, which means the independents to sway are fewer and farther between. Casey Kuhn, KJZZ News, Phoenix.